God bless you. Have a good day.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Take care. I don't believe in Jesus anymore. He ain't done crap for me. My dad and me, I don't believe in Jesus anymore. I don't believe in anything.
You know what? He has done something for you.
What?
He hasn't killed you today for the sin you just committed against him right now. That's more grace than you deserve, man.
No, I've been wanting to die for my whole life, so, yeah.
But here you are. Let's talk about it.
I'm going to my therapy appointment right now, but I'll come back and talk to
you. Okay, I'll be here for a little bit. What's your name?
Graham.
I'm sorry?
Graham.
Graham, I'm Tony. Good to meet you, Graham. There he is. Graham! So tell me your story. Why? What happened a year and a half ago?
I gave up on my family because they kept telling me to kill myself and calling me a retard. A lot of I don't know. I've been praying a lot to them.
If Graham,
I've been homeless for a long time.
Yeah. Where are you staying now?
Nowhere. I just got back in town.
Oh, yeah? Where have you been?
Des Moines, on the streets.
Okay.
Trying to get away from my ex-wife and trying to have me killed.
Yeah.
Trying to have my ass beaten by the shelter. I was down at the CIS shelter. I got banned from there because I punched a guy for trying to pull a gun on me, but it wasn't real.
Oh.
The freaking BB gun.
And who were you seeing up the street?
I went with him and my med doctor.
Oh, okay. All right. So, everything okay with your meds and all of that? Are you getting what?
Sort of. I don't have my meds right now, but yeah. I'm down this morning where I was.
All right.
I came up here to my dad and help me with my SSI, but he put all my money in his bank account, which I'm never going to see that again.
Now, Graham, let me ask you this.
What's up?
If someone came walking down the street, mugged you and stole your wallet,
okay.
Would I no longer exist?
No.
Okay. If...
I happen to be in Des Moines. I got my Clinton, but I got my watch, my wallet, and my phone stolen.
All right. If this car here jumped the curb and ran me over, killed me, would you not exist?
No, I'd still exist.
Okay.
And so would you, but your spirit would live.
Well, okay. The fact that people have done wrong things to you doesn't make God not exist.
True.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I used to be a Mormon. I quit being a Mormon a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I was a Mormon for 4.5 years. They won't let me drink coffee. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't believe in that crap.
Uh-huh.
I used to drink, but I quit after that 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I have a low tolerance for alcohol. Just trying to make a living. I mean, my dad won't send me money for me to get something to eat or drink. No, he won't. He won't do shit for me. He wants me coming down the plane so he can institutionalize me in the hospital again. If he's done it before, he'll do it again.
So Graham, do you feel like God owes you something?
God doesn't owe me nothing.
Okay.
I owe him something.
Okay. So again, with that being said, that doesn't change the fact that God exists. And that one day, like me and every other human being, Graham's going to stand in front of him.
I hope I will, but
right?
The reason I'm so mad at him is because I was born the way he made me. A mentally challenged idiot, or whatever they call them. Mentally challenged person. I hate that. I've been judged for it my whole life. That's why God made me. I don't know why. So I don't see the purpose of believing in him if he made me this way.
Well, I know why God made you.
Why?
Regardless of how he made you, I know why God made you.
Because he loved us.
He made you to worship him. That's why you were created.
I tried worshiping him.
The Bible says that a potter, someone who works with clay, is free to do whatever he wants with the clay.
Yeah.
Right? So if a potter decides to take a lump of clay and make an ashtray out of it, does the clay have the right to say, I want it to be a beautiful vase?
No, it doesn't.
Right, because
it doesn't have a soul. It doesn't live.
Well, it doesn't matter. The potter has the right to do whatever he wants with the clay.
Yep.
Right? If I were to build a beautiful model airplane, right? And I built it so that I could display it and show everyone my craftsmanship, show everybody how beautiful the model was. I could do that because it's my model.
Yeah, it's good.
If I built that beautiful model, airbrushed it, decaled it, detailed it, and I decided to blow it up with firecrackers.
You have a right.
Why? Because I built the model.
Yep.
It belongs to me.
Yep.
So
you have a right to a certain point. as long as they don't disrupt anybody in the living situation.
Well, I'm allowed to do whatever I want with what I own.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Graham, God owns you and me. Because yep. He created us.
Mm-hmm.
So he's free to do whatever he wants with us. And God is good, whether we like him or not.
God ain't good. He's wonderful.
Well, he's perfect.
Perfect. Well,
yeah, and God is.
God, but not Jesus is half human, half God.
No, Jesus is truly human and truly God. He's both and.
His father is God, but...
See, that's what the Mormons teach. The Mormons teach that Jesus is a created being.
They don't even believe in Jesus. They worship a guy named Joseph Smith.
You're right. You know what? You're absolutely right. They do worship their prophets more than they worship Jesus. That's true.
They don't even worship God.
Right.
They may read the Bible, but it's not the Bible. It's a Book of Mormon.
Right. You're right.
The Bible of Mormon.
You're right. That's true.
That's why I can't go there anymore, because I can't follow their beliefs. I got put on probation for having an intimate relationship before I was married. And I got on probation. I couldn't be put to the sacrament for a while, at least a month and a half after my probation. So, I mean, I'm divorced now. She cheated on me 3 days after our wedding night, so I'm not worried about it. I mean, I'm never getting married. I'm never dating another woman in my life. I don't trust them. I've dated every woman I've dated has cheated on me, and I don't believe in it. I don't believe in men hitting women. I don't believe in men beating children and raping them. That's I'm sorry my language, but I don't like that. I busted a guy's head open down the street about 2 years ago for punching his wife in the fiance or something in the head. And after she went back to him, he killed him. I punched a black person for threatening a pregnant woman. I beat her if she didn't give him no smoke money. The cop didn't do nothing. I hit him. He went at him. I got banned from the shelter.
So do you think that was right before God? To take the law in your own hands? And
no, but I don't tolerate men hitting women, especially in front of me. Especially if that woman's pregnant with another child.
Well, I understand defending someone, certainly, who is being hurt in front of you. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I understand that. If I saw a man mistreating a child in front of me, I'm going to do whatever I have to,
mm-hmm.
right, to rightly protect...
I didn't
that child.
I did it after the law said I could. The cop said...
Okay, well, then that's different. That's different.
The cop said he has every right to put you on the ground if you hit this woman or anybody around him, especially the pregnant one. I hit him. I didn't get charged for nothing. No cuffs, no slap on the wrist, no ticket. I had every right to, he said.
So what did you think of that person when you did it?
I thought he was a race for threatening a pregnant woman and beating a woman.
Yeah.
My mom's a junkie. She's married to a pedophile. He raped his 2-year-old daughter and she killed herself at the age of 19. Yeah, and he deserves to get his ass beaten for the rest of his life. He in front of a freaking kindergarten, a preschool, 3 hours a day, every day, in Kentucky. My mom supports him. I haven't seen my mother for 23 years,
mm-hmm.
and we talked to her for 7.
Do you hate them for that?
I hate him. I want to give my mom a chance.
Yeah.
My mom left me because she put narcotic pills in my backpack and sent me to school with them. I don't blame her. She was not in the right head, man. Mind is set or something.
Do you know what God says about hatred?
Life's too short to be hating.
Well, what he says is, he sees hatred as murder.
Mm-hmm.
So, even if you're trying to protect somebody,
mm-hmm.
if you do that with malice and hatred in your heart towards the person,
mm-hmm.
God sees it as murder.
I hate my father for what he's telling me.
God sees that as murder. I'm not saying your father's right, Graham. Graham,
dad,
I'm not for.
My dad tells me to kill myself.
Your dad's wrong, Graham. Your dad's wrong. Okay. Well, he is. I'm telling you that.
My family's a racist. I hate him for it.
I'm telling you that because I don't want you to misunderstand me. Okay. The point I'm trying to make to you is that while what your father does is wrong, God doesn't give us the right to hate people because they do wrong to others or even because they do wrong to us.
Two rights don't make a wrong.
Right, because God is holy.
Mm-hmm.
And no murderer will enter into his kingdom. Nope. That's why we need Christ, not the Mormon Jesus.
No, I'm done being Mormon.
But the
anymore.
But the Jesus who actually existed,
mm-hmm.
who has always existed.
Well, who is Jesus? What is he?
Okay.
Some say he's a Messiah, some say he's a prophet or whatever thing.
Well, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that he is eternal,
mm-hmm.
that he is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. The Bible says that he was with the Father in creation, mm-hmm. that all things were created by him and through him and for him. Nothing has ever been made that was not made by him. The Bible says that Jesus is the Lord of every man. That means he owns everything that he's created.
Mm-hmm. He built the world in 6 days.
That's right. The Word of God says that he was born of a virgin, just as the prophet Isaiah declared, more than 700 years before his birth.
Yep.
The Bible says that he is the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world, that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last.
What the Mormons told me that he sinned also.
No, the Mormons lied to you.
Well, because what they said is they were making money in a holy temple, and he destroyed that temple.
Right, because that was his.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was his. Because he was fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. Jesus even said, "You're making my house of prayer a den of thieves," fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just like I said, I have the right to do what I want with my model because
mm-hmm.
I built it. That temple was his.
Then why did they kill him for it?
Because they hated God. That's why. And that's why every religion made by man tries to strip Jesus of his deity, tries to strip Jesus of his godness. The Mormons say that he is the spirit brother of Satan. The Muslims say that he is a prophet second to Muhammad. The Jehovah's Witnesses say that he is the incarnation of Michael the Archangel. And the Roman Catholics...
I thought the Muslims prayed up to Allah.
Yeah, Allah is their false god, right? They believe that Jesus existed.
Uh-huh.
They do not believe he died on the cross. They believe that Judas died in his place. And
Jehovah's Witnesses hate Mormons, aren't they?
Well, they're all of the same. Basically, all those religions are of their same father, the devil. They're all false religions. See, what the Bible says is true. God is true. Though every man be found to be a liar, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." So, Graham, no matter what this world's throwing at you, when you stand before your Creator, you're not going to stand there for your father's sin, for your mother's sin, for the pedophile sin, for the rapist sin. You're going to stand before God for your sin. Right.
I sinned a lot.
Right. But there's hope, Graham. There's hope.
So if I was baptized a Mormon, can I be baptized again? Or is that impossible?
Well, being baptized as a Mormon means nothing. You took a bath. That's all it meant. It was a sin against God. It was a sin against God because you were practicing a false religion.
Well, I didn't know that.
Okay. All right. Well, we stand before God for our sins of ignorance and for the sins we knowingly commit. And that's why we need Christ. See, your hope isn't in religion. Your hope isn't in cleaning up your act. Your hope isn't in making your life better. Your hope isn't in better behavior. If you put your hope in those things, you are always going to be let down. You're always going to fall short. You're going to fall short of God's glory because you sin.
But why does he answer all other people's prayers?
The only prayers he answers are the prayers of his people. Those who have come to genuine repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Those are the only prayers he answers.
That's why he didn't answer me, because I'm a Mormon. I was a Mormon.
But listen to this, Graham. You hear King David? You heard of King David? David, okay. David was probably the greatest king in the Old Testament. The Bible describes him as a man after God's own heart. He was a faithful follower of God the Creator. But he was far from perfect. He was a sinner like us.
So, King David refused to give food to people, and he, when he died, he went to hell instead of going to heaven.
It's not true. It's not what the Bible says.
I saw a thing on not history, but it's like...
Like Discovery Channel or something like that?
Something like that, but yeah, it's like a God thing, like a Christian channel or something.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful with that stuff. Here's what the Bible said about David. One night, instead of going out with his army, David was lazy, stayed back at the palace.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hot night, so he was up on his roof. He looks in the distance. He sees a woman bathing on her roof. Her name was Bathsheba.
Okay.
She was the wife of a man named Uriah. Uriah was one of David's 39 most trusted warriors. His most closest friends.
And he took that wife and sent him to war and killed him.
That's right.
I heard about that.
So David was a thief. David was an adulterer. David was a fornicator. David was a murderer.
Yeah, I heard about that, but it was in a different guy's name. He sent the husband off to battle. He died, and he said he left her. So the king married him, or it was a prince that married him, her. And that when she found out, she took her own life.
Yeah, not the same story. Okay, so here's what happened. There's a prophet by the name of Nathan. Mm-hmm. Sometimes after that, he comes to David with this story. He tells David this story about a poor farmer. He had one sheep. And he loved the sheep so much, he treated it like a pet. Mm-hmm. It slept in the house with his family, right? Next door to this poor farmer was a rich farmer who had thousands of sheep. One day, a very wealthy guest came to visit this rich farmer. Mm-hmm. He wanted to impress him, so he was going to kill a sheep so that he could make a nice meal for this guest. Instead of killing one of his own thousands of sheep, he steals the one sheep of his neighbor, kills that sheep, and feeds it to his guest. David hears that story, and he comes unglued. He gets so angry, he says, "You bring that man to me, and he's going to be punished." And the prophet looks at David and says, "David, you're the man." Because that's exactly what David did with his best friend's wife. So here's the thing. Here's David's response. And you'll find it in Psalm 51 in the book of Psalms. David cried out to God and he said, "Against you and you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." And he prays this beautiful long prayer of repentance where he confesses these sins before God. And then he says, "O Lord, a broken and contrite heart, a broken and humble heart, O Lord, you will not despise." Mm-hmm. So why I tell you that, Graham, is that no matter what you've done in your life, contrary to God's will, no matter how many times you've sinned against God, you're still breathing God's air. So at this moment, there's hope for you. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. God the Father sent his Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, truly God and truly man and without sin. He was born of a virgin, just as the prophet Isaiah declared more than 700 years before his birth. He lived a perfect life for some 33 years on earth that you and I, Graham, can't live for 33 seconds. And then he voluntarily went to that cross. He suffered and died a horrific, bloody death he did not deserve to take upon himself the punishment men like you and men like me rightly deserve for our sins against God. Mm-hmm. And then he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. And Graham, what God commands of you is the same thing he commanded of me, the same thing he commands of every human being, and that's that you turn from your sin and you put your trust in Christ alone for your salvation. Not Jesus plus Mormonism, not Jesus plus doing good works, not Jesus plus doing penance. It is Jesus. Only Jesus died for sinners like you and me. So only Jesus can forgive sinners like you and me. But see, the good news is unlike people who have lied to you and who have mistreated you and who have maybe wrongly judged you, Jesus Christ is faithful because he is God in the flesh. And all of his promises are yes and amen. In fact, the Apostle Paul said this about salvation. He said, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." But Graham, to have that assurance, to have that promise, to have the assurance of forgiveness, to have the assurance of eternal life, you've got to come to God on his terms. God doesn't negotiate with sinners. And God commands you to repent and put your trust in Christ alone. Now, let me tell you this. You might turn on a Christian television channel and they may say, "Hey, Graham, pray this prayer, ask Jesus into your heart, and your mind's going to get right, you're going to be off meds, no one's going to mess with you anymore, your bills are going to get paid, you're going to have a nice home."
That thing would be a lie then.
It would be. God doesn't promise any of that. Now, look, is God able to do all of that? Yes.
But we have to make the first choice.
Well, no, that's not it. See, if you come to faith in Christ, Graham, it's because God's already made the first choice.
No,
and that was to draw you to himself. All right.
We had to make the first commitment to build our life before God and before everything.
But even if we do that, even if we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, He doesn't promise all of your life here on earth is going to get better.
No, you have to make it better.
Well,
the way you are.
But you know what? Look, man, there are genuine Christians in other parts of the world who are getting their heads chopped off today or being thrown into prison for the rest of their life because they're Christians. All right? The promises of God are better than that, Graham. They're a future hope. They're an eternal hope. It's having a place secured for you for all eternity in heaven where the thief cannot kill or steal or destroy, where these fallible dying bodies we have will now be perfect. Our minds will be perfect. We won't be battling against sin. We'll be in perfect fellowship with God forever and ever through faith in Jesus Christ. I go to Grace Fellowship Church. All the information. Are you familiar with Davenport?
I used to live here until I moved back to Flint.
How long did you live here?
From March of 2016 to.
Okay. So, are you familiar with Kimberly Road?
Yeah, it's right up here.
You familiar with Walmart out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you keep going past Walmart about a half a mile,
mm-hmm.
our church is right on the left-hand side.
Okay, I'll go up there sometime.
Okay.
I'll try to get up there this Sunday.
So think about what we talked about, all right,
mm-hmm.
and read that. Now, you said that you haven't been able to get anything to eat or drink.
No,
when was the last time you had anything to eat or drink?
Yesterday, last night, around 3 a.m.
Can we go over to Subway? Can I get you something to eat and drink?
That's cool with you.
Yeah, it's cool with me, sure.
Let me put your water.
Oh, yeah. Let me just put this in the car, and I'll walk you over and grab you something before I head out.